All right, Kedvach. We're in Shin Vav. We're up to Sif Beis. Hagishmak Sif. Sif Aleph dealt with Chiyuv Yishayim Risacha that a woman has, and at different points when he finishes. Sif Beis is a sugi called Uman Kainim Beshva Kli. Whether or not Uman is Kainim Beshva Kli, the variables, it's a Gishmaka Inyan. It's a very big Inyan, and a shtickle disclaimer. I would have wished I would have had more time to prepare. I didn't finish seeing everything that I would have liked to see, and a lot of the material I'm going to say tonight, Medrashem, I'm actually relying on what I've learned many years ago. So it's a shtickle disclaimer, but nevertheless, hopefully it will be a packed share of inyonim. Let's start. Siv Beis. Nosan lo'umnin lesakein. If you gave something to an umin to be mesakein, v'kilkoloi, and he broke it, he damaged it, Chayovim l'shalem, he is responsible for the damage that he caused. Stam, an omen has responsibilities. If he paid an omen, so we're going to see Mitzvah later on in the simin, that he has a responsibility like Ke'en Gneva V'Aveda, that degree of hezek that he causes. If he was a pesheya, quasi-oines, he's still going to be chayiv. But fundamentally, Keita, what is the case? Nosan l'cherish, Nasan lechare shid the teva umigdal. You gave to a carpenter a shid the teva umigdal. Lekvaya behem misma, that you wanted him to put in a screw to bang in a nail, and while doing so vishavra, he broke the shid the teva umigdal. You gave him a chest to fix, and he banged in. Sorry, shid quasi pshia quasi onus. He tried his best, but I guess it wasn't his best. I guess quasi pshia, that means yes, he is responsible. It wasn't an onus gama. Vishavroi, and he broke that kli. He broke the shita teva migdal. One case. Second case is slightly different, but you say this take a difference. Einatam lo eitzim, or you gave him wood. You gave him raw wood material. Lasleis mem shita teva migdal, to build a shita teva migdal. Vinishbarai, and he broke it, or it broke, achesh and naasu, and after it already was made, and you gave him wood to make a shita teva megna, he already made that shita teva megna, and now it broke. The shita teva megna. I gave you raw wood, you made this beautiful swarm shrank. The nishbaru is the shita teva megna. You made this beautiful swarm shrank, so I gave you wood, let's say it's worth $100 worth of materials, $200 worth of materials, and you built this beautiful swarm shrank, let's say it's worth $1,000. And now, if it was already built, it broke. Meshalim lay the meshida teva migdal. He has to pay $1,000. He broke because of his pshia. While he was working on it, while he was, I guess, the last touches, he was staining it. He was like mamish fixing, and then the ladder fell over, and he broke the swarm shrank, whatever it was. It was at the end. You have to pay shida teva umigdal. You have to pay the whole $1,000 worth of the shida teva umigdal. What's the reason? L'chayra, it's his shida teva umigdal. I mean, I only gave him raw wood. Right? He was the one who built it into a beautiful shida teva umigdal. Teretz is, Sakta mechaba she'ein umin koina b'shvakli. Mechaba paskins that umin is not koina b'shvakli. And therefore, when it was built, it was my materials that were built. Therefore, it's automatically my Svaram Shrank. I own the value of the $1,000 in that Svaram Shrank. And now if the woman breaks it, he's breaking my Svaram Shrank. It's as if I gave him the Svaram Shrank to begin with. I gave him a Svaram Shrank and he broke it. So he owes me $1,000 for that Svaram Shrank.
I can't replace the wood.
Can't, no, we replace the wood. You broke my Svaram Shrank. If I'll break your Svaram Shrank, can I give you wood? No, you broke your Svaram Shrank.
Do I have to pay him the money or do I have to just rebuild it again?
You have to pay me money. You owe me that money. Now, if you want to rebuild and pay me with Shavah Kesef, we could talk about Hilchos Mazik's not for now. If you could pay with Shavah Kesef instead of Kesef, if you have Kesef, if you don't have Kesef, we could talk about it. But you want to know what you owe me? You owe me $1,000 because you broke my Svaram Shrank. The Svaram Shrank is mine because Ein Umin Kaina Bishvakli. That is the Mechava. A Yisaitis Tikka thing. So really, there are two cases here. So I just want to bring it out a bit. Bring it out of it. First, I think fundamental we have to understand this. What do you mean, ain't umen kainim b'shvakli? There's a sugya of umen kainim b'shvakli is a makleikus amarayim, which in turn turns into a makleikus rishonim, how we paskin. Major makleikus rishonim, how we paskin, if umen kainim b'shvakli or not. So the makabo over here paskins, ain't umen kainim b'shvakli. The Gemara mentions that there are three nafkaminis, whether umen kainim b'shvakli or not. three cases that it's nageya to. One is in Hilkas Umnim, which is by us. And that is, if the Umman breaks a keli after he's mashbiak the keli, does he have to pay for the full keli, for the finished keli, or did he just pay for the raw material? One makleikis, one nafkamina, it's right over here. Second nafkamina is in Shin Lamates, but nageya to Baal Tolan. And that is, that when you hire a worker, you have to pay timely wages, you have to pay him on time. And if not, there's an Issa Baal Tolan. Now, if ein umen koine bashvakli, so kumtois, what am I paying for? I'm paying for his maisi yadayim, for the service that he's providing, so he's like a poyel. So then yes, I will have an issa baal tolan if I don't pay him on time. However, if you hold umen koine bashvakli, so kumtois, all the shvak that was done, he was koine that shvak, it's as if he owns that shvak, he was kind of it. I gave him wood, and all the shvak that's from the wood into the sramshank, that difference belongs to really the umin. And then at the end of the day, when he tells me to pick it up and I pick it up, he's then transferring title on that sramshank to me. He's being magnet to me, the sramshank that's his. Because remember, I only own the wood, Shaboy. He owns the rest. He owns all the shvak. So he's sort of selling me that shvak. Memela, it's not a employer-employee relationship, it's a buyer-seller relationship. If Umman Koinen B'Shvakli, I'm buying off of him the shvach that he made. He made the shvach, it belongs to him, and now he's transferring that shvach to me, so he's really selling me that shvach. So the Gemara says, there's no batolin. Batolin is by poyot, it's not a poyot. He's a seller. So there won't be batolin. So it's a nafkamina, whether it's going to be nis a batolin or not. Second nafkamina. A third nafkamina is when Negei and Evan Ezra. There's a nafkamina, I believe it's a Simchav Ches. The nafkamina is, if an Isha will go over to a person and tell him that, make me a piece of jewelry, here's some metal, here's some gold, make me a beautiful necklace, and with that I'll be mekadesh myself to you. If an woman goes over to a woman and says, I'll be mekadesh you with the shvach that I'll make you a piece of jewelry. Give me gold, and I'll make you a jewelry. And with that shvach, nizam and tabois, I'll make you a ring. And with that shvach, I want to be mekadesh you. So if you hold umen koinin b'shvakli, so the umen owns the shvach in the ring. And then at the end, when he transfers the ring to the isha, he's being mekadesh the isha with that shvach. Very good. So harezim mekadesh, it's kavaldik. But if you hold the ein umen koinin b'shvakli, and we hold that skris is mishtalemes mitchila ad saif. So kumtois, every mashu of shvach that he's making in this ring belongs already to the isha, just the isha owes him wages for that. And at the end, if he's mashbiak the gold into $500 worth of a ring, so now she owes him all along, as it's going on, she owes him $500 worth of maisi yadayim. And then when he gives her the ring at the end to be mekadesha, he's not giving her any ring, because that ring already belongs to her. So what is he giving her, really? He's giving her the ring for free. That means he's giving her the ring without charging her, without collecting the schar that he's due. Well, that's a milva. The money that's due to him is already is like a havah. Because every second, as the shrak was going on, she owes him money. So at the end of the day, it's one big, long havah. And what he's doing makadasha is with havah. And Allah is... You can't be Makadish with a milv. You have to have mois ben. So if you hold umin koinu bishvakli, the kedushin is chal. If you hold ein umin koinu bishvakli, so it's one big milva, but the ring is anyway hers, so then the Makadish milv ein mekadashis, she would not be mekadashis. So there's three nafkaminas that the Gemara gives, whether umin koinu bishvakli or not. That's three.
What prophet?
We're going to talk about the money, but we're going to get to it. But at least, slow, there's a lot here, just slow, but I'm asking good. But Lemaise is, that's three nafkaminas of the Gemara. There's a fourth nafkamina that the Goinim bring down. Some of the, it's a Makleikis Goinim actually, Shaina bring down the Goinim. Is, if what happens, watch this, I go to a Goy, you can have it both ways, but I go to a Goy and I give him material to build me a Kli. And he builds me a beautiful Kli. He builds me a beautiful pot that I could cook in, right? So now he gives me back this metal pot. Do I have to be toivel it? If old ain't umen koinu bishvakli, so the pot's mine. Start off as my materials, the pot's mine. So I'll pay the guy for his malacha, but the pad's mine. If you hold umen kain b'shvach kli, so that shvach in the pad belongs to the guy. And now when he gives it to me, okay, he's transferring me the pad to my ownership. Good, so every time you buy a keli of a guy, you have to be toivel it. So according to mitzvah's gainim, you hold umen kain b'shvach kli, you have to be toivel such a pad. Other gainim say, even if you hold umen kain b'shvach kli, you won't have to be toivel because it's not Nikrish Mayalov, it doesn't have a shame on it, so you don't have the Zaytik Aswaris and Tfilis Kalim Lakaira. But at least according to some Gainim, this is a Nafkamina for Tfilis Kalim as well. So you have four Nafkaminas whether you hold Umin Kainim Bishwak Kli or not. Very gishmak. Now, how do we paskin? So yeah, here the Machabah is paskining Lahedja that ain't Umin Kainim Bishwak Kli. That's very nice. Problem is, if you look at the Ramah says, Ayin Be'evenezah Simchav Chesif Tezvav. Now, over there, the Makabah brings down the Machloikis. This case, where he was Makadosh with these Nizamim that he made for her, which is totally in the Machloikis, the Makabah brings down 2 days. Okay, to Stam Vakakak Yeshemim, Stam that Ein Umin Kainim B'Shvach Kli, and Memela, she's not Mekadeshes, V'Yeshemim, then she is Mekadeshes, because the old Umin Kainim B'Shvach Kli, he was Makadosh with the Shvach. He brings down the Machloikis. And the Torah is even worse. The Torah Mamish makes it a regular Makloikis, and the Torah Nevenezer brings out a regular Makloikis, even Makloikis Rishonim, without a Psak. And over here, he brings down, doesn't bring down a Makloikis, just a Kaim alone, anyone can't even track clean. And everyone jumps on the Torah, what's going on, that's Steer, it's even a deepest Steer, because it sounds like in the Torah that the Rosh over there Paskin, Umin Yeh Koinim Bishrakli. And over here, it sounds like from the Torah that the Rosh holds Enumin Koinim Bishrakli. It's Stam, a Steer in the Torah, how he types up the Rosh, his father. Okay, but it's a Machloikis, a Steeris, let's say, Machaba, or Steeris Tur, how do you Shtim Evan Ezra with Choshin Mishpat? So the Bach suggests that Enochanami Mekah Din, the Psak is Enumin Koinim Bishrakli, like it says over here. A Churma for Eishes Ish, for that, we were choishish for the shita that umen koinim b'shvach kli, that she cannot remarry without a get. It was special chumrah for eishes ish. That's what the Bach suggests, to get out of this tira. However, the shach over here is Meirich, proving rishon after rishon who paskins umen yeh koinim b'shvach kli, means we know that the Rif and the Rama holds enun koinim b'shvach kli, but there's a formidable machlokes, the Balei Taisis and many rishonim hold umen koinim b'shvach kli, and therefore the Shach says it's a sveika dedina. And he brings down the Chumash Hadeshin said it's a sveika dedina, and Shintes and the Shulti Geboyim paskins it's a sveika dedina. So you have a Chumash Hadeshin, Shulti Geboyim, and Shach who end up that it's sveika dedina. And you look by and large amongst the paskim, that's how we go. We hold it's a machloikis, it's a sveika dedina. So now, going back to the Machabah, this case where the person built a svarm shrank, and then he broke it, he built a shita teva migdal, and he broke it, where the Machabah says, ein umen koinim b'shvach kli, and you become moitzi mamet from the machayvim to pay for the whole shita teva migdal, not so poshut. L'teshak it's a sveika dedina, and I'm moitzi mekaver, olav arayim. And since the umen is generally the mokzik, he has the svarm shrank by him, and you don't have his money to pay for the hezik, so he's mukzik, so the umen will be potter, he will not have to pay for the shita teva migdal. He'll only have to pay for the eitzim that were ruined, but for the shita teva migdal, he won't have to pay, because he could sign a kimli, I go like the tzad, that umen is koinim b'shvakli, and it's my shvak that I broke. I didn't break your shvak, I broke my shvak, and maybe I'll be potter on the shvak. That's what it should come out. It's a fundamental, to start the simon, we have to know that even though the makab passes in and koinim b'shvakli, but la halacha we passed in, it's a sveika dedina. One you say. All right. Now we're going to have to just go into the sugya of umen koinim b'shvach kli. Which shvach would he be koina if, right? We always have to be koisha for the sheet of umen koinim b'shvach kli. It's a sveika dedina. Not everything is umen koinim b'shvach kli. We're going to have to see as we go along tonight, mitzvah, case after case, to break it down to see what he is koina, what he's not koina. I guess, let's start over the Makabah. The Makabah has 2 cases. One case is where you gave him a sheet of teva migdal, and you asked him to put a nail in, and he broke it. And the other case is where you gave him ru eitzim. 2 cases. In the Gemara's Mavuah, that only that second case is dependent on the svara of umen koinim b'shvach kli or not. But the first case, the person is chayv to pay for full shita teva migdal, umen koinim b'shvach kli, still he's chayv to pay for full shita teva migdal. That means that which the Makabah says over here, he gives a reason, she'enu ha'umen koinim b'shvach kli, that's only going back on the seifa. But on the reisha, he's going to have to pay for whole shita teva migdal, even if you hold umen koinim b'shvach kli.
That has nothing to do with that. Only
Who said what? I think Mar is Mavul like that. Mar is Mafush. Right. I just thought over Gemara. This is a Gemara. I'm telling you over Gemara, so now you have to know how to teach a Mechaba. It's always dangerous to learn a Mechaba without a Gemara. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Gemara. The Gemara tells you that this thing of Einu Mekayim V'Rakli is only going on the Seifa, not on the Reisha. Now, what's Pshat? So, an Amorist like me would have said, Kipshutai, would have said very simple. You gave him a sheet of tape and the bang of the nail. He botched right away. He took that nail and banged his arm drunk. So, there was no track. So of course you don't have to come on to that. Okay, who cares? Only Kayim Shrak. There is no Shrak. He started over Shita Migdal. The very first nail he banged, he botched the whole Shram Shrak. So about that, you're going to be chay for the Shita Migdal that you gave him. That's what I would have said, Amaratzis. But Baruch Hashem, we have a Reni Yoinesen, and a Reni Yoinesen is Mavu, not like that. Reni Yoinesen is Mavu, that even in the Reisha, there was Shrak. Exactly how, I'm not sure, but let's say instead of giving him one nail to bang, he gave him 20 nails to bang. He already banged in 19. He improved this Ram Shack. It used to be wobbly, now his mamish is very sturdy. And that last nail, that makah v'padish, boom, he broke those Ram Shack. So on that list, so there really was already Shrak, and nevertheless, he's going to have to pay for the whole Svaram Shrank. Means all the 19 nails that he improved the Svaram Shrank, he'll have to pay for it. Even if Umm Kaina Bishrakli, that Shrank doesn't belong to him, that Shrank belongs to the Bailam. And now the question is, Dorshani, what's going on? So what's the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa? Zot Rabbeinu Yonason, the chilek is as follows. It's in Tesanta Rabbeinu Yonason. And maybe I should. Rabbeinu Yonason, middle of the nail. In Bava Kama, yeah, in Tzadi Ches, in Bava Kama. The Shita brings him down. He says the following. In the ratio, le'osa by ha'uman shum shvach, he did shvach, but he didn't do any shvach, shenukha loyma, shekonei b'shini maisa. There was no shvach that he did that created a shini maisa to the chayfetz. Sha'arei asuyinu musakonin ha'yum etchila. Even before the uman got to it, it was already a sram shrine. See, he didn't create any Shini tsura. The shvach is not stam shvach. It has to be a shvach that's meshana the chayfetz. He didn't do that. So memela, all that shvach zikha belongs to the owner, and he'll be chay for it. Mashenkin in the reisha, we gave him eitzim shelohayu chakukim. They were not carved out yet. V'ha umen chakakon, and the umen carved them out. Ishtakach the konon b'shini maisa the mandiyom ha'umen konon b'shrakli. It comes out that there he did a shini maisa to the chayfetz. He was meshanda the tzur of the chayfetz. Till now he had beams 2x4s and he cut them down. He engraved parts of them. He carved some out. So he did a shini maisa to the chayfetz. That shvach he will be koina. Because since he did a shini maisa, he will be koina. A shvach that doesn't have a shini maisa is not koina. A shvach that has a shini maisa is koina. A chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yonason. Oh, L'chayri, it's a tzushtel to the Indian of Gaza. I'm going to see, but L'chayri, it should be along that line. You have to do a shin. As long as you have to be meshanet, God, it's in Perek HaGoyzel. You have to have a shinoi that's koinet. You have to do something that's meshanet the chayfetz that's going to be koinet. No. The Gemara is saying that Homoklekis is in the second case. That's what Gemara says. Or you're going to say otherwise. That's what Gemara says. And in the first case, that shvach, l'kuliyama, you're not koina. Why? Because that shvach has no shina. A shvach that has a shina is the Makloikis of Makloikis of Shvachli. A shvach that doesn't have a shina is not a Makloikis. As I come to is from the Rabbeinu Yonason. Really, there's a Trumas Hadashin, which Lukari says the same thing. Trumas Hadashin has a case. I'm just saying over the words. I don't understand it 100%. He tells you have a chagura shel kesef, a belt of kesef. Not sure how you have a belt of kesef, but I guess, unless he means. No, it was made out of kesef. I'm not sure. Silver, a silver belt. And you gave it to the umin to put, it doesn't explain, but you want to attach the buckle, the silver buckle to the belt. So I'm not sure it's called a silver belt because the whole belt's silver or it's leather and you just have a silver buckle. But you're asking to attach a buckle to the belt. And he attached it, and then he broke it. Ma'adin. Zokta Chumas Hadashin. Since, Sholaitikin HaTzayrif HaChagura B'shin, it's Tzayrif, so it sounds like the whole thing is silver. He has to solder it together. Since, Loitikin HaTzayrif HaChagura B'shini HaKoina, he didn't do it in a way that's Mishanet, that should be Koinet. Shalechidish barak shechibra malaratzua v'kava b'mismarim. All he did was attach it and he put some nails in, but he didn't. It wasn't chidish badava. Ain't umen koina b'shrakli. Over here, it's not even a machlekes.
It's not a belt. It's a belt.
These are the Chumah Tzedash, and that's not a shina. I guess there was a strap anyway, and all you did is attach a buckle to it. That's not a shina. Shalachidish by David, that would be nishtana ha-chefetz. Mamela, like this belt, this chefetz was not nishtana. So even though there was shrach, but that shrach, l'kuliyama, shina is not kaina, l'kuliyama, you're not kaina the shrach. As I come to us from this Chumah Tzedash. So it's like Rabbeinu Yonasan. Very interesting. Now, I have a shtick of a problem in Rabbeinu Yonasan. It's like this. Rabbeinu Yonasan sort of goes to two extremes. He starts off that the ratio was talking about when you gave a whole sheet of teva migdal, mamela, there was no shini on it. Mashenkin the sefer, you gave wood, raw wood, and he had to carve the wood out. So since he carved the wood out, he made a shini to it, he was kind of. I wonder, what about the middle case? I gave wood, he didn't have to carve any wood out. All the wood was done, hey, but he had to put in nails. He had to build this Ramshan. What would Rabbeinu Yonasan like? Oh, very good. Shina Chayzal Briyos. That's a Shaila. Means this thing, it's a Shina Chayzal Briyos. You could always take out the nails and bring it back to the state that it was before in pieces of wood. He didn't have to carve anything out. Will I be kind or not? It sounds like Rabbeinu Yonasan that until you carve it out, until you change the tzura of the wood, you're not kind. Means you don't need just a shina. You need a shina that's ain't a chayza. You need a shina that you can't bring it back to its previous state. That shina is kaina. Like mamash by a gazan. A gazan, if you do a shina ha-chayza, you're not kaina. You have to have a shina shina chayza. That's what the mashmais of Rabbeinu Yonasan is. Interessant Rabbeinu Yonasan. Maybe a shina shem. Okay, I don't know if shina shem works for women. It works for gazan. And I don't know if it works for women. Good. And shina shem will also be chayza. You have to know shina shem chayza. Also not partial. Okay. No, I think from then on in, it's yours. From that on in, that's just about Gazan. Once he makes a shina, from then on in, it's his. So to an Uman, from then on, all the shrak that follows afterwards is going to be his. Because that shrak can never be brought back to the previous state of the raw wood material. That's what it should come out. The problem is that the Mishnah says a case of shini. Not, that you're not kind of. Mishnah wants to give a case where the charish, where the carpenter is chayiv. And the Mishnah's case is, you gave a charish, a shidat teva, migdol, a sack, and a kilko chayiv l'shalim. If Rabbeinu Yonasan would be right, I mean, Zichar right, but later Islamist, it should come out. Why did the Mishnah say that case? Mishnah said a bigger chidat. Mishnah should have said that I gave him raw wood, and he built a swarm shank, and still he'd be chayiv for the whole swarm shank. It's a bigger chidat, as long as he didn't have to carve anything down. God, the Miri's mashma, that it, if he saws pieces of wood down is also good. You don't have to carve it out if, let's say, it was too long. It's like an 8-foot piece of wood, and you only need a 4-foot sramshank, whatever it is. You cut it down. So also you changed it. Good. But why can't the Mishnah say, because I gave raw wood that he didn't have to carve, he didn't have to cut down. All he had to do is assemble and put the nails together, and on that, he should be chayv, the whole shita teva migdal. Why didn't Mishnah only say, I gave him a shita teva migdal? What? That's not an omen. Okay? Maybe. Fine. Granted, the truth is, and Yitzchak Ochanan, Evan Ez, and Ein Vav, he has other diktukim in the Gemara, these type of the yukim in the cheshbon Gemara, that if Rabbeinu Yonasan would be right, he also types up that Rabbeinu Yonasan sounds like he needs a shina shina chayza, and he brings down the marshals gavaldik a noida bihuda in a sefer derish letzian at the end of his drasha ches al hanga drasha, the end of the drasha buried in the drasha, he also is mashing in the noida bihuda that you need mamish the same shina kaina that you have by a gazan, you need a shina she'ena chayza, and he's matmiya like meicha tez, like where is it from? He has mashmois in the Gemara, not like that. And at the end, lekayer it's a tarachin. La halacha, I don't know the answer. I don't know if a shina, which is chayza, are you kaina not? The mashmois of Rabbeinu Yonasan is it's not kaina, and the whole shaila is only if you make a shina she'ena chayza. I'm just scared to say such a big chiddush, but that lekayer which will come out from Rabbeinu Yonasan. Memelo. Lalok, that means that it's not even machlokes. If you do a shinui with a shvak and there's no, it's a shinui achayza, or in koshikain, if there's no shinui at all, lekulayam, where you could be chayiv for the full amount. You are not kind of the shvak. There is no one will hold that you're kind of the shvak b'chayiv gam. That's what should come out. A friend of mine gave a geshmaka marshal to entertain the audience. He gave a geshmaka marshal. I'll say it over. The maisa was that a person in his business, it was a business that they had a copying machine that was broken. That wasn't working, it was jammed, they couldn't get it to work, with the papers, the feeding wasn't going. They called the guy down, the technician, he came down, they worked on it for 2 hours, and he got this copying machine now in order. And he was so happy he got it in order, he gave it a clap, boom, and he broke the glass. He broke this, the Ma'adin, what did he have to pay? So what should come out, so normally without Rabbi Yehuda, you would say, oh, it's totally in the sugya of Uman Kainim B'Shvakli, and now it's a Sveika Dedina. Tarot says, no, B'chai Gavne, everyone holds Uman is not Kainim B'Shvakli. What did this guy do, this technician do? He changed, till now, it was pieces of metal, and he created a copying machine. It was a copying machine till now. He had to tighten some screws, maybe he had to replace some screws, or something maybe jammed inside. He had to redo the feed or whatever it is. But nothing is chadish here. It wasn't a shina here that was koina. There's no shina. That shrak, lukuliyam, but ain't umen koina in that shrak. So mevelo kumtois that the technician will have to pay for a full working copying machine when he broke it. He broke a good machine. He was hired and he fixed the machine that was broken, because it was fine. But now that he fixed it, it's a good working machine that belongs to the owner of the business, and now he broke a good machine. He owes for the whole machine. That's what should come out. Is it a shinoi or not? If it was considered a copying machine till now and there's no shinoi, then he's not going to. And even if it's a shinoi, you might need a shinoi shenu chayza. If it's, you need a shinoi to be koina, if not, you're not koina. As I come twice. All right. Now, about your shayla, this is interesting. None of the place can bring this down, but there is a piskari az, and I don't know why no one brings it down. It should be very negeya. On this halacha, where it says that the person took wood and built a shida teva migdal and then broke it, that he's chayv to pay because ain't umen koina b'shrakli. The makava pasa ain't umen koina b'shrakli. So now he has to pay for the full sperm shrunk that he damaged. But you menake the schiris that you own. Right? You hired him for $100 to build you a shram shrunk. So you gave him $200 worth of wood, and you hired him for $100 to build the shrunk, and now it's worth $1,000, let's say. So he broke it. So he owes you the $1,000. But what happened to his schar? You hired him. You owe him $100 for the service that he did for you. That, how did you get off of that? So Dr. Piskirios, you have to be menake that amount. Sorry? Yeah, okay. There's a halacha that a poyel is hifzit schari, the mashal. If you hire a poyel in a case where he's not chayiv for shmira, let's say by hektish, the Gemara says, shochu shekleyin, and he loses his nigna v'nevad from the shliach, says hifzit schari, he's avad schari. Why? Because he didn't do his job. Now, even though you're not chayiv for shmira on hektish, but as I write, you chayiv that you hifzit schari if there was a gneva v'aveda done to the chayfitz. Good. But over here, he did his job. He built a shita teva migdal already. It's finished. It was a shvach, even if he wouldn't finish. But to the extent, whatever process the shita teva migdal was already built, that shvach was already done. He deserves pay, at least for that cheluk of the shvach that he did. And now, if he broke it, or let's say, make it simple, he already finished the whole shram shvach. So now, he provided shvach. He deserves to get paid. If he was mazik, he was mazik. It's like someone else was mazik. He deserves to get paid. The mela, you would have to pay him for his service, as might see a dying person.
People have to carry the treadmill upstairs, this is the way we were working. They carry it up, and then they call me afterwards, they only work with the carpet, because my workers make stains all over the carpet.
Okay.
Now what? I did them a favor, it wasn't my job to carry the
machine. If you weren't paid for it, then you're a shame machine, I'm not a shame machine, because the only chayf a priya. So you have to know, is that a priya or not? I don't know. Is it a priya?
No, I was doing them a favor.
Favors don't absolve you from priya. It was priya kind. Okay, so you started the whole thing and now started from scratch. Yeah. Okay, but you see that in Rebbeinu Yonah's mashma that even if he started out just with pieces of wood and he assembled the wood and built a sheet of a migdal, he's not going to, only if he has to carve something out. Otherwise, it's a shinei achayza. But it's maybe a shinei achayza. I could take it apart again. It's a shinei achayza. What did he do? Tashina Koiza. He didn't do anything niskadish in it. So if it wasn't niskadish anything, then Tashina Koiza. All right. Now, that's what should come out. It's a chiddush. I don't know why anyone brings it down, but Episcopal says, but I have to be moisif that the ksais over here is mashma not like that. But I have to point out, it's really not a steer. The ksais over here is talking about the other way. Hold kopra by side. We're talking about in the machaba that ein umen koina b'shvakli. Ein umen koina b'shvakli. The shvak belongs already to the owner. So the guy provided his service. He deserves to get paid for his service that he provided. The Ksai says the other way. What happens if your old Uman is yet koina b'shvakli? And now he breaks this ram shrunk. So he doesn't have to pay for this ram shrunk. He only has to pay for the raw material. that you won't have to pay him for his service. And it's partial chilek over there because he didn't give you the service yet. Faketz umen koinim v'shakli, so it's his. He never did the service. If he would give it you over the item, then it's yours. He didn't give it to you yet. It still is. So for all practical purposes, it's still a piece of wood. Just wood. It means mitzad the bailam. They didn't get the service provided. They didn't get it yet. So if they didn't get it, they don't owe for it. They don't owe for umen koinim v'shakli. If you give it to me, if you hold enun umen koinim v'shakli, so you already gave it to me. Or if you hold umen koinim v'shakli and you already gave it to me, also good. But if you didn't give it to me and now you break it, you can't have the cake and eat it. You want to be put on the shvach because it's your shvach, but you want to charge me to the shvach. How can you charge him for that shvach? That's not your shvach.
Isn't that right? Right in your case, just make the inverse of it?
That what?
Your other case, we just said that he should menach it. So obviously, because I was going to menach it, it's the other way around.
I don't know. So he doesn't talk about the other case.
It doesn't talk, but I mean, can it infer from that?
I don't know, maybe not. Okay, but that's what will come out is a fundamental difference if you hold omen kind of shakli and not if you menake. Yeah, good, very good. It's so, no one says anything. Someone should have said it. It should be so negeya. Every case, it should be part of the truth we should discuss. And what do you do about this car? Right, this might seem, I don't know, but it happens. Sorry? Correct. The Ksais is saying it's budget. Yeah, okay. I want to be Moisev one Nakuda, and I have to be Moisev in the Ksais. You see why it's not so Pasha, but good. What happens if you hold Umen Koine Bishrakli and you built the Swarm Shrank, and then the Swarm Shrank blew up? Nothing to do with you. It blew up. I don't know. It was a Hulila, terrorist attack. Hulila. It blew up. It is some Superstorm Sandy. It blew up. Right? What's Halacha then? Then the Ksais is Avadi Yom for his Kiris. Because he already finished his malacha for you. And it wasn't he who caused the damage. Pshat is, Umen Koinim Bishakli absolves the poil for the work that he did, because he was the one who broke it, so it's his item that he broke. But it's not to the point, we'll develop more tonight, it's not to the point that the item is totally Umen's and he didn't give it over to me. Avada, the Bailim owes him to pay him for the malacha that he provided. So if it would be Nenas, then the clay says, Avada, I would have to pay him. It's just if it's Nignav, never that he's achroi for, then he'll be absolved. I'm just saying that in the Piskerios, if he holds any Umen Koinim Shakli, in the case of the Makaba, the Avada, he deserves schiris, and you'll have to deduct for the schiris. That's what should come out. How could he be Mekadosh with it? Because it's his to be Mekadosh. Okay, let's try to develop this a little bit, okay? I don't know, I'm charging you $800. The shvach is $800. I'm charging maybe only $200. What am I charging you?
I don't
charge you the full amount, right? Right? It's not like... So, it's going to come very simple, because if there's a if I ask someone to build something, so Avada, if I give him the materials and I justify work to build it, obviously, at the end, the shvach is going to be worth more than when I'm paying him for a service. So that's what I'm doing. And Memela, he'll have to pay for the $1,000 minus his...
See, if he holds Shabbat, he'll have to give back Shabbat, I can buy $200 worth of wood, get Uman $200, and give him $1 worth of Shabbat. And I'm back to school, and he's paying
me
for the
Memela. Nakamo, you're the owner of the Uman. What are you?
I'm Uman. Good.
You broke Shabbat, and now you're...
And I'm going to go for $200 buy wood.
Good.
Or someone else.
Well, you do yourself, whatever.
I'm Uman for $200.
You don't trust yourself, yeah?
If
you want, you could do that. And you could do it. It's totally if you could pay whichever customer. Now, let's just take this apart a little bit. What is Umen Koinim Shakli? It's a major mavuka, what Umen Koinim Shakli is. But just certain fundamentals before we go weiter with more stories. Certain fundamentals. First of all, to machloikis, if Umen Koinim Shakli is koina the whole kli, or is only koina the shrak. The Ksais brings down from the Mirasha Levi, that he held the Umen Koinim Shakli means that you koina the whole kli. Once the kli was mushbach, you have a kinyan in the entire kli. Not that you own the whole kli, you're a shutif in the kli. You're a shutif. You have a kinyan in the entire kli for the amount of the shrak, whatever it is. But you have a kinyan, not just where the shrak is, you have a kinyan in the entire kli for its shrak. That's a Mirash HaLevi. There's some mishmais, maybe some certain rishonim like that that I kind of want to say. But the Ksais is matmi on it. The Ksais brings a chumas adesh and mufurish. And Shintas again, that says, Lehedi Faket. It says that you're not koina the entire kli, you're only koina the shvacha kli. Doesn't mean you're kind of loft. You kind of the kli where it's mushbach. You kind of the shvach part of the kli, the eitzim part of the kli. You're not kind of, but the shida tevel middle part of the kli. You are kind of. You're kind of the shvach part of the kli. You don't own the whole kli. You only own the shvach of the kli. Right? Just could be nafkamina living negayat to tefillah. Could be negayat to other inyanim. There are nafkaminas. Okay, we could talk about it. Well, even them, even though the first sheet, you own the whole kli, but not, it's not totally yours, because the Bailam also owns part of the kli. You're shutted with the Bailam on the entire kli. Now, that's a ksois like that, maybe it's a taz in Yerdein Kuchkov, and instead of cotton your bays like that. Take it to the next step. Now, many Rishonim, by the way, are mashlach, Ramban, Rashba, that set of Rishonim are also mashlach like that. You only kind of the shvach. The Rashba takes it, l'chayr, to the next step. And the Rashba says, you're not even kind of the whole shvach. You only kind of the shvach kishir yischiris. Let's say the shvach is $800, and you're only charging $200 for that malacha. You don't own the whole $800 worth of the shvach. You own $200 of the $800 worth of the shvach. Because what's coming to you is only $200, right? So I can get rid of you for $200. I pay $200 and give me back my kli. So therefore, you can only own up to the sheer shrach of $200 in the shrach. That's all you could own. You don't own the whole $800 worth of shrach. So Dr. Rashba, so if you're going to say it like that, so the kasha is, if you mazik the chayfetz, even if you hold umen kainim b'shrach li, a pele is, so zozayin, it's your shrach. But again, it should only be your shrach for the sheer of the schiris. So for the rest of the shrach, you should have to pay. Why does the Gemara say, you're potty, you only paid the me'etim, you should have to pay everything beyond your skiris in the shrak. If the shrak is 800 and the skiris is only 2, you should have to pay me for the other 6. Zotar Ashba, that's for a different svara entirely. The svara is like this. An umum, when I build you a chayfetz, why does the shrak belong to you? It's because I'm doing it, I'll das you. You're the bailim, I want to make you a kli. So I'll do it, I'll das me, rather than the shrak who belong to me. And there's a case where Umin Shashina, the Rash was Mavuah, that's Siv Gimel really, but Umin Shashina, he died at the wrong color, that Shrach Paka might belong to the Umin. He wasn't doing it for the Bailim. But if he makes it for the Bailim, so it's Kilo, he's giving over his Shrach right away to the Bailim. So the Rash was, Adai to the Hachi, that he should have to pay for the Hezek that he did to the Kli, Adai to Hachi, he's not giving over the Shrach. When he makes the shvach in the kli mitchila, he has a mind. I'm giving the shvach to the bailim and he muchanim mazum and l'shem bailim, l'shem bailim. But if I break it and the bailim's going to kind of stab me with my knife, I'm not doing that. It's not his. It's on the whole shvach. I'm only willing to give the shvach to the bailim if I'm not going to be responsible for it. That means I'll give him the shvach, I'll withhold for myself the sheer schiris that he owes me in the shvach. But if I break it, and now he's going to want to charge me for a mazik, I'll die to the hoki mitchila, I never gave him the shvach. I kept the shvach for myself. The Rashma. Huh? No, I pray, I die. I don't know if it needs mamish pray, what? So you're shem mechinim. Again, you're shem mechinim. You chayef papshin. So you might be you chayef papshin. Maybe we could talk about it. There that was a tickle indirect because the scroll was in the car. It's only a grummer, maybe. If you own the Edom contract, then automatically everything belongs to the Bailam. Right. It's automatic. I guess you have to say that he had a mind, he's giving everything to the Bailam, no matter what, everything to the Bailam, even if he's mazikit, and he has a mind that goes to the Bailam, and he doesn't want to even kind of a chelik of the shvach, negative schiris. Sorry? Fine, that's what it comes. If you hold ein umen koine b'shrakli, so everything belongs to the Bailam, so now you break it, you owe everything. If you hold umen koine b'shrakli, so the Rashmi only koine the shvak, and not only that, you only koine a chelik of the shvak, the sheer schiris in the shvak, but the rest you're not koine. Aye, so why if you damage it or you potter, like that shaita, there it is, because our dad's kain, I never gave it over to the Bailam. That's one yisaid, Rabbi say. Another yisaid. No, we're going in the manual, umen koine b'shrakli. That's the chelik that he wants to reserve for himself because he needs to be paid. The rest, yeah, it's his ma'isi adayim. So he could decide what he wants. It's minastam. He decides to give over the rest unless it's going to come back to haunt him. That's the Rashba. Another shlav, the next shlav is the ksois, and it's also meduyik like this in many Rishayim.
is that even if umen kaina b'shva kli, it doesn't mean it's mamish yours, that it's mamish shalcha. It's not mamish your money, navas. It means that you have a shibin in it like a mashkin. There's a kinyan mashkin as well. A mashkin gives you certain rights and bailas to a chayfetz. It's like a mashkin. It's a chayv that he owes you, and memel you have a kinyan in the chayfetz keneged that chayv. That's what umen koine b'shakai. Mamish, not mamish your koine. The diyugim and shenim, not like that. But the men in shenim say mafush like this, that it's only a kinin mashkin. That's how the ksais and the sevis go. It's only a kinin mashkin. Memela zakta ksais, a blitz chiddish, but it's gavaldik. Zakta ksais is that memela, what happens if I go to the umen and I say, you know, okay, here, I want my sarum trunk. And the umen says, you know what, I decide, I'd like to keep this sarum trunk. It's a beautiful sarum trunk. I want to keep it. Zakta ksais. You can't do that. It's really b'soy de bailum sramshak. You have a kinyan mashkin. Just like if I owe you money and you have a mashkin, and I want my mashkin back, I want to pay you up the chayiv. And the guy says, no, I don't want to give you back the mashkin. I want to keep the mashkin. You could throw him the money and grab the mashkin away from him. You could make a proim bal kochai, and then you could take the mashkin away. So the tzais, you could do the same thing here. You could make a proim bal kochai of the umin and grab back the sramshak, and grab back the shrak. Because he's not mamish aloi. He has a kinyan shibit in it. He has a mashkin in it. But you can make a proim bal kochai. So why is Kedushin Chal? Because you do have a quasi-kinyan. Just like Mamashkin, you also have a quasi-kinyan in it. There is some bailus in it. But you don't have to make a kinyan chodesh. When this owner gets back to Sramshak, do they have to make a kinyan on it to own the Sramshak? No. The second he pays, he gets it back. Already he owns the Sramshak. Doesn't have to make a new kinyan. He owes it right away. He owns it right away. Because
the owner owned
it because it started from his wood, and the guy built it for him. Just the guy retained for himself a shibud mashkin in it. Once I pay, he loses the shibud mashkin. Memela now everything belongs to me.
What's that kamina? If woman koine b'shlochli or not? If woman koine b'shlochli, he only koine his chal.
And because what does it mean? It means the woman's covering himself. So he's covering himself on two ways. He's covering himself to own the chelik of the shrak, shir schiris in the shrak, and he's covering himself that if it's going to break it, if he's going to break it, he doesn't want to damage himself. He doesn't hurt himself.
If the chelik now was $1,000, and the shal of the woman is $200, if the woman kind of sharply, he owes $800.
And if he felt... Then he only pays 200. No, forget.
Anyway,
if it's the other way. If ain't umen koine b'shvat kli, then he owes the whole $1,000.
And he gets his chal, which is $200.
Of course. But no. But if the old umen is koine b'shvat kli, then he doesn't. Then he only pays the $200 for the eitzim, and he's put on the whole $800. If the old ain't umen koine b'shvat kli, at the end of the day, he's going to have to give $800 to the owner. Why? Because he really has to give $1,000, but he deducts $200 for his chal. If you hold umen koine b'shvakli, it's the other way around. He only has to pay $200 worth of eitzim.
But the
must be the same. No, I just showed you now like that. Again, if you hold ein umen koine b'shvakli, he's going to have to pay $800. If you hold umen koine b'shvakli, he only pays $200 because the whole $800 worth of shrak is his own.
It's his own.
Al daita dahochi, he was never makna to the bailum the shrak. He was only makna to the bailum the shrak if it's not going to come back to haunt him. But if he's going to have to be responsible for hezek, al daita dahochi, he was never makna any of the shrak to the bailum, and all the shrak stayed by the umen and mameli. He only owes the bailum the original $200 worth of the wood that he gave him.
That's,
sorry? Correct. That's al daita dahochi. He did it. Now, Marakar Zeru and Simen Nun Vav says the same thing, that you could pay a peroim bal kachai. The problem is, there's a goin later on in Sif Katan Ches and Sif Gimel that sounds like that. Anyway, there's more red. As we go on, if we have time tonight, we'll see that there's more. Okay, let me give you another nekuda here. So, connect that scar. That's only Balton can only be connected. Was it rest for money? Only Obalton on the schar. And copy that chelik, he was going it. So he said, copy that, he's not an employee, he's a seller buyer. All right. One sec. Very good. We're going to get to about. Very good. Let's go to another Nakud. Another Nakud is Dr. Shach B'Shem the Shulte Gibarim at the end of Sivkot and Gimel. The Shach says that this is not only Negeah to Mazik, this could be Negeah for Gneva Vaved as well. You give him wood, he builds you a Sram Shrank, and then the Sram Shrank gets stolen.
B'pshia, or Gneva Vavedi, Zimachai B'Gneva Vavedi, doesn't have to be a pshia, it's a Shem Esacha. Right? Umnim Nashem Esacha, like we have in Sif Aleph, so he's Chayef Gneva Vavedi. So if you hold Umn Koinim Shakli, like the Machava, he'll be responsible for the whole Svarm Shran. If you hold Umn Koinim Shakli, again, he'll only be responsible for the Dmei Eitzim, but not for the Svarm Shran, because the Svarm Shran belonged to him. So it means you don't have to be Mamish Mazakit to be a Chray. Any din in Shemim of a Shem Esacha will also make him a Chray. Now, next, what happens if he was already paid? So L'chayro, you're saying very good. So if you were already paid, and that's what the Shach and the Shulti Gebarim say, the L'chayro, once you were paid, so you are ois omen kodim b'shakli, right? You're only kodim b'shakli, especially the Rashi, to mashkin. So to mashkin kegin the money that he owes you, once you were paid, so now you no longer have a mashkin, so now the Shvach transfers to the owner, and now it should belong to the owner. And now if you break this Ram Shrank, if you break it, Avad, you should be Chayv. Lekuliyama, even if the old woman can't Shrank, because you gave up the Shrank, you already transferred by this in the Shvach to the owner. That's what will come out. And Memela Lechayra Kol Shekain, if you were paid in advance, sometimes they ask the money in advance, if you were paid in advance, so there was never an woman kind of Shrank to begin with. Right? That should come out, because what shvakli? You coin the shvakli today, keneged the scar that you want to build up. But there's no scar that you want to build up because you already paid. You're not waiting for any scar. Memeila should come out that if you already paid in advance, it should come out that there's no umkoin the shvakli and you should be chayiv lekuliyama. That's the chayiv that should come out. Sorry? Oh, so that's the six. And then it's, we'll go through that chesed. Like the Rashba, if the only reason why I'm put on the whole Sfram Shank, on the Shrak, is not because direct Umen Koyim B'Shakli, it's because Umen Koyim B'Shakli says also that Adaita Dahaka, I didn't want to be Chayiv for the Chayfitz, that should come back to haunt me, that I'm being Mashbiach, your Chayfitz for you, but then you're going to charge me for it, that I don't want. So the Shaila is, what would you do if you were paid for Schiris? So there, the Nesivis goes with the Rashba. And the Nesiva says the Svara, which L'chayr he needs the Svara for the Rashba, is that once you were paid at the end, then that payment is a kinyan kesef. It means the whole Rashba Svara is that Adaita Docha was never makna to the Bailam when I was Mashbiachet. They say this, you were never makna to the Bailam, so it stayed the Umman's whole time. But now that he was paid, now he's transferring ownership in this Svarim Shrank. Why? Because the kinyan kesef should work. He's being paid for that shrank, so that's a transfer of ownership. I'm paying you, and now you're giving me the chayfes. And even though in Kol HaTeru Kula kinyan kesef doesn't work because you have a chash, Shema Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, over here you don't have the chash, go into it, you're not going to have the chash, because anyway the Umen is Pata 19, you won't have that chash. Memeila Zakhtin Nesivis, over here kinyan kesef will work. Memeila, once you pay him, you'll end up assuming the shvach, and Mamela, if the Umen breaks it, he'll be chayiv even like the Rashba. Because it's good, it was his chayivus all along, but now he transferred ownership. But the nafkamina is when he was paid. That whole lumdus and the nesivus could only work if he's paid at the end. If he's paid after the shvach was built, and now he gets paid, so I'm makna the shvach to the bailam for money. But if he gets paid in advance, it's a davar shelo b'loilam, so I couldn't have been makna you the shvach. So you didn't own the shrak. L'chayra, every time I'm doing the shrak, you'll have umen koina b'shrak, kli type of a sort of the rashba. I'll die to talk, I don't want it to come back to haunt me. And memela, if now that he breaks it, it should come out, like the nesivis is lumdis in the rashba, it should come out that if he was prepaid, he will still be potter on umen koina b'shrak, because umen koina b'shrak, kli. Only if he's paid at the end, will he transfer the shrak and it'll be chai. But if he's prepaid, then otak will still be potter on umen koina b'shrak, kli. No, because the svar of the Rashba is not just for the money owed in Schiris. The svar of the Rashba is, because it's for money that's owed is only the Shia Schiris of the Shrak. Why am I put on the whole Shrak? So why am I put on the whole Shrak? It's like the Rashba for new svar. As I died the duck, I don't want it to come back to haunt me. That's what I'm saying. It's totally on that, like it's Because if you hold any woman kohen b'shakli, means the woman doesn't make these cheshbonis. He works like a tatula, like a, for the bialim, and he gives everything over to the bialim. If you hold woman kohen b'shakli, he's already a smart woman, and he starts making cheshbonis. He needs to keep the shrach for his chiyus, and he needs to keep the shrach just in case it was genizik. So he keeps all that into account. So if you hold woman kohen b'shakli, he still retains the shrach, even if he was prepaid. He still retains the shrach. The only reason why, if he's paid at the end, does he give it up, is not because it's ois woman kohen b'shakli, it's what, it's because then he's being magnified the shrach for the kesef. But if he's paid in advance and you don't have a kinyan kesef, the chayit should come out that then he will still be potter because he still has a sorah of umen koinim b'shrachli. The ksois, on the other hand, comes from a whole different angle, and he sort of, he had a different gears in the shach and the shulti gebarim, and he wants to say, mamish, that the guy will be put on the hezek from a whole different cheshman. And he says, because if you have normally umen koinim b'shrachli, so until he's paid, he never was chayiv for the chayfetz, because he's not a shem esochane, because he could even be mazik, so to speak, because it's his shvach, umen koinim b'shvach li. And then when he gets paid at the end, so even if he's now transferring the shvach to the owner, but with what does he become a shem esochane on the shvach? How he becomes a shem esochane on the principle, on the eitzim, on the raw materials, that's because we have sif alef, umen shem esochane, but yeah, I know that they're benefiting from the chayfetz, that big turns him into a shem esochane. But Kozman, that he was deriving that ano, he still retained the din of Oman Kone B'Shrakli, so he was never a Shem Esoch on the Shvach. And the only reason why, after he's finished a Malach, is he's still a Shem Esoch, because he retains his old status. Good. But he never had a status of a Shem Esoch on the Chelik of the Shvach. He only had a Shem Esoch on the Chelik of the material, but not on the Shvach, because like the man named Umen Kohen B'Shrakli, all the shvach belonged to the woman. So even though now he was paid, and he no longer has a din Umen Kohen B'Shrakli, but with what's up to Ksais, does he all of a sudden resurrect to turn into a Shem Ezocha? He can't turn into a Shem Ezocha on the shvach. He never had a din Shem Ezocha on the shvach. That's what the Ksais is mechadish. But then it should come out like the Ksais, faker, that if you pay him in middle of the malacha, or you pay him before the malacha, see, he gave up his status of umen koinah b'shvakli because he's not withholding it for the money anymore. So, and now he could become a shem esoch on the shvach because he's deriving hanor from the item while he's working on it. So it should come out like the ksais that if you prepay in the middle or kol shekein in advance, then you will be a shem esoch on the shvach and you will be chayiv on the shvach. Like the nesivus is punfaket of sar. If you prepay, then You still have umen koinah b'shrakli and you be pot. It's only if you pay at the end, you take over the shrach, and then the bialim is chayiv, and then the umen is chayiv, and like the ksais is mamish punkt faket. It comes out in Tesanta Cheshman. Another shaila rabbi is a rekiv ego. Rekiv ego over here is a shaila. What happens if the umen made up lechatchila? He's doing it for free. He's doing it for free. He's a umen. He's a nice guy. Avi does a lot of volunteer work. He's doing it for free. So he's a umen for free. And then, after he builds this house, he now decides to change his mind. He builds this ramshack, he decides to change his mind. Now I want to charge you for it. Can he change his mind or not? So Zogt Rikirevik, if you hold umen koinah b'shvakli, so the shvak never belonged to the owners. It always belonged to the umen. And now if he wants to change his mind, why can't he change his mind? Maybe it's not nice, maybe we'll deal with it. But what's that? If I tell you, I'm going to sell you my Sram Shrank tomorrow, and I change my mind before I sell it to you, I have a right to change my mind. So too, if I become your Umin, and I have a mind that I'm selling you the Sram Shrank when you come pick it up, as long as before you pick it up, I could change my mind. I mean, the other way around. If I decided to give you a matana of my Sram Shrank tomorrow after I finish it, and then I decide to change my mind before I give it to you, I want to change my mind, I want to charge you for it. I could charge you. Zakir Kivega. But he's Mesupik. Maybe when you do something for free, you don't have the din Umin kind of Shakli Bechal. Maybe it's too late. You don't. Bishlam, if you're doing it for money, so you're withholding the shvach for your money, you're withholding the shvach for your umnes. But if you do it for free, maybe there's no din of umkan b'shakli to begin with. And especially if that's the svar. The svar of umkan b'shakli is till you get paid like the tzais, right? It's a matchkin. Well, here, I was already paid, because I'm not charging you to begin with. So if I was already paid, so to speak, it's built-in pay, it's bechinam, so it's built-in. So what din of umkan b'shakli, the whole thing doesn't start to begin with. It's a shalad. Sorry? Because right, there's no mashkin, so that's what should come out. So, look, Riki Vega is Mesupik. Right over here, Riki Vega is a Sufik. There's a Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. Every woman looks like the same type of Mesurah. If you take this, right. Now, if you hold it's only a mashkin lechayra, it's too late, because it really bets and belongs to the Baram, just you have a kinin in it for connected yeshiyaskiyas, and I can't change yeshiyaskiyas, it's too late.
If you hold Enum
Kaim Shakir, it's over. Then it belongs to the owner, it's owner. Yeah, it's over. That's over. So that's a. So, Kiveg is Masupik if there's a Din Enum Kaim Shakir when you do it Bechinam. There's a Pnei Shu and Gitin and Daf Chav, who Nemzam for Pshitas, that even when you do something for free, there is Enum Kaim Shakir. The Ksais over here, Nemzam for Pshitas Fakert. Pari, if you do a Bechinam, it doesn't hold past the whole Enum Kaim Shakir. It's only a Shibit of a Mashkin. There is no Mashkin. There's no Kaim. How does it pass the whole Din Enum Kaim Shakir? See, a Pnei Shu one side, Ksais on the other, and a Kiveg is Masupik in the middle. And then you have a Nesivis, that the Nesivis also argues with the Ksais. The Nesivis says, if you learn like the Svar of the Rashba, that the reason why you're pot over here is because you don't want it to come back to haunt you. So even if you do it Bechinim, you have that Svarah. I wasn't Mashbiach Yairim if at the end of the day I'm going to break it and you're going to charge me. Madoch, even when I do it for pay, I have that in Zinin, I don't want it to come back to haunt me. Koshikain, Avi's butchering the whole night, if I do things for free, now they're coming back to haunt me, how could that be? So Koshikain, I'm not going to be chayiv for my hezek, and you will have a umen kind of shakri, even bechina. Interessant to machloek, as Rabbi is saying. Alright, I want to tell you one more. It's a geshmak shaila. Really, I don't know if I have time for it, but the Pnei Shua and getting over there is the following shaila. Mar's Mavur, Mar brings down that a chershayt of a kotlin could write a get. Okay, we'll discuss it. It's not a subject here, but on the if a chershayt of a kotlin writes a get, that means the husband provides the paper and he provides the ink, he provides everything, and a chershayt of a kotlin writes the get. Now the halacha is a person could only be megarish his wife if he owns the get. So that's why if anyone ever watched see the Gittin, they know that yeah, the whole kinyan made to give over the sefer has to be makna the materials, and he's makna the get. He makes sure the Bailam owns the get. That's the halakha. Frekt Pnei Yeshua, and the tzad omen koina bishvach kli, and the chereshayt of a kotlin owns the get. How could he be megarish with such a get? Dal miyachad the parsha of lishma and all those problems. Forget that problem. But stam. How does it work? It's a chershet of a cotton, shvach, it belongs to him, and if you hold umen koinem b'shvach kli, and the chershet of cotton doesn't have das to be maknit, so they cannot be maknit the get to the bailim, so how does that get work? As they affect the Pnei Yeshua. And Pnei Yeshua protect them. You can't tell me you did it for free, because even for free you have umen koinem b'shvach kli, like we just said before. That's a problem. $1 million kasha.
So,
why? You're kind of off the din mashkin shabbat. You're kind of off the mashkin. That chelik, that sheer mashkin kinyan. You have a quasi kinyan in that track. That's on the whole hezek, but at least the sheer schiris you were kind of. So that sheer schiris, the kashet will come as a kinyan, has it work? Oh, how could a kashet? That's not shreva because it's a taste. There is a divide. There's a Torah Kasha I want to try that. It really doesn't work so well because it's a Torah Sanhedrin that says that a cotton, if you're Maisi Yadayim, he's Koina. He can't be Koina something you want to be Makna to him. But his Kar Malacha, automatically he's Koina. It's not a problem. So this is his Maisi Yadayim. A Kesher from a cotton, Pasha will own it. And Mabela, how could he be Makna? That's a problem. Zaktik Sois, it's not Shver. Because Hayois, the whole Kinyan you have is only a Mashkin. And Peroin, Bao Korchoi, Shmei Peroin. You don't even have to make a new kinyan on it. So you go to the chereshet v'kotn and you pay him. And our chereshet doesn't have dasi b'mak. He doesn't need dasi b'mak. You don't have to make a new kinyan. Once you pay him and you mesalik a shibin from the item, memele you'll own the item, memele will work. I'm saying that's how it works. Like the ksais, that's how the ksais goes. Memele ends up to Pnei Yeshua. The nesivis comes from a whole different angle. The nesivis has a chereshet here. The Gemara says, very good. So other Akronim want to do that way. The Imri Baruch, in a couple of places, Agoyis on Pnei Yeshua and Agoyis other places, tries this in the Teres Kass. It also tries this that you can only be Koine Shvach. Imri Baruch says a mamash like this. You can only be Koine Shvach. And Mamela, since this get is worthless to anyone in the world except for the Baal, it was done with Shema, so there is no Shvach. So if there's no Shvach, Mamela, it's not going to work. If you prepay him, again, but you have to know how that works. If prepay, I don't know how that works. If he's never cutting the money, he's then had no. I don't know how that works exactly because he still have a shibud in the mashkin because he can't be cutting the money unless he holds das acheres makta. All right, we'll have to work that out. Maybe that'll be an angle.
The Netziva says a nupshat. We're running out of time here. We have to move aside. This is Moya Belina next week. But the Netziva says there's a Gemara. The Gemara is Mavua, that if you have an Uman who takes your material, your beged, and takes your dye, and dyes your beged, that there's no din of Uman Kainem Bishvakli. And the reason is, the Gemara's Mavua is because what generated the Shvach of the beged? The dye itself. What makes the beged look nicer and prettier? The dye. Yeah, so all the Uman did is he mixed the two. He made sure that the dye doesn't get burnt and the beged doesn't get burnt when he put it in the pot. But Be'etzem, the Shvach is the dye itself. So that, there's no din of Uman Kainem Bishvakli. And the Rishonim say, what's the chilk between that and the case of Eitzim? Okay, Eitzim takes an umnis and you build it up. And so what the Lashon Rashba and the Ravid is, the samamanim, so to speak, of this sheet of Teva Migdal is the guy's umnis itself. His Maisei Yadayim is the samamanim. What makes this look like a pretty shramshank is the umnis, is the Maisei Yadayim of the umnis. Mashenkin by a dye, it's a dakas dekachilik. Mashenkin by a dye, what makes it look pretty is the dye itself. So since the dye belongs to the owner, and the material, the beggar belongs to the owner, there's no din of umnu kind of shakli. Okay, I'm just, that is the Gemara. Comes along the Nesivis, and Nesivis says, who would then buy a Nesivis a get? Exact same thing. What makes the get into a get? You have a klaf with the yai. So the yai belong to the bailam. And the klaf belonged to the violin. Memela zaktin sivis. There's no din of umen kainem shakli at all. The diyoy, like a painting, the diyoy is just like the samamana. What makes this klaf into a nice klaf, into a get? The diyoy. The diyoy belonged to the violin as well. I understand. So it's going to come out like the sivis, even when you buy a painting the same thing. The Maisei Yadayim is by the Shita Eved Migdal that what made it into it is because you made a structure out of it. Here, it's the dye, the diyoy on the klaf. The klaf is the bialims, the diyoy is the bialims. It should come out the same din, right? We're going to talk about Berlin. Okay, so Belina had the rabbi, so we ran out of time. Next week, we're going to go into it a bit more. There's a lot more here. There's an Ebenezer about it. All right. Akut Tavok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.